Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour, Jim Babka, head honcho now at Downsize DC, the group that former Libertarian presidential candidate Harry Brown set up and passed about a week and a half ago. He'll be joining us to talk about libertarian philosophy, Harry Brown's life, and Downsize DC, what they're doing, fighting for our freedom. They're really doing a great job. They're from DC. So that's coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls right now and get some more of these great calls out of the way. David in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to bring up a few things real quick, and I want your comment, if you don't mind, after I finish.
Sure.
I've seen 11 of these documentaries, and I've seen a lot more than that, and I've really been researching a lot of this, and I've been reading a lot, and really, I think that we need to get the English out of our Congress, out of our Senate, and out of our president, you know, out of our president's, what is that, the president's...
Your phone's really bad. What kind of phone are you on?
Cell phone, sorry.
Just try talking calmly and not too loud, but at the same time, not muffling it. You're real loud and you're real low.
Sorry. But seriously, we got to get the English out of our government.
By that, you mean the British influence, the British lobbyists and controllers?
Yes.
And well, yeah, people love to talk about Israel and AIPAC, and they certainly are one of the biggest lobbies, but the British government and allied groups and corporations, they own the most, they are the most powerful, and they're also the best at staying under the radar.
And also, seriously, we've got to legalize marijuana in this country, and if that means that we have to write an apologetic letter to all these nations that have foreign, you know, all these foreign nations that have interest in America, then, you know, that's where it's got to take, because we can't be a nation that's controlled by the whole world and not by Americans.
I hear you, and it is about profit that marijuana is illegal, and it should be legalized just because of its medical uses and for the fact, I mean, that's a whole other ball of wax. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we have on our streets, folks. And the
another thing I'd like to bring up is, are you willing to run for president? I mean,
I'm not going to run for president. Thank you, sir. And number one, I'm not old enough to run for president. You have to be 35 to run for president. I'm 32 years of age. Number two, the presidency's totally bought off and controlled. 60% of people came out in the last election to vote. But on average, about 8% come out to vote in local elections when the real power is local. So the presidency itself has turned into a diversion, a distraction. You can forget seizing control of that. You got to start at the lower level first. And no, I don't plan to ever run for political office. We're way past that point, trying to get control of committee chairmanships and trying to get control of the presidency. It's going to happen at the state level if it happens at all. Let's talk to Mike in California. Mike, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, subscribed to Prison Planet TV 5 months ago, and for the first 3 months, did not turn my television on. So I appreciate the puzzle pieces. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've added a lot more to PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, every day I'm there. So, like I said, I don't watch TV anymore. But my comment is about the media. I believe that the government is using the media to send the American people a clear message. One example would be Waco. This is what we'll do if you rise up.
Oh, yeah, they're using the media with the intelligence scandal and the DynCorp scandal. It's all to scare us. Stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. Then we're going to get Jim Babka, DownsizeDC.org, joining us. Talk about Harry Brown, who passed about a week and a half ago. It's all coming up. A lot of other news. Got some info on animal ID and premises identification coming up. Talk about Big Brother. There is so much coming up. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, down to the second hour. 8 minutes, 25 seconds in, to be precise. Last hour, we predominantly talked about the clear murder of Slobodan Milosevic. Loving, hating, the facts are, the evidence points to conclusively murder. We'll get more into that. Also, DynCorp, Halliburton, Blackwater, many others to take over the sheriff's departments in America. And they'll still be working for DynCorp and others, but they'll be wearing sheriff's deputies uniforms. And it's going to be going nationwide, just like your roads are being handed over to international corporations. We're also going to have foreign mercenary armies here wearing police uniforms. All the old-timers who were inside the Pentagon and saw the battle plans for this against us decades ago told us this, and exactly what they said would happen is now happening. But incrementally, they do it camel's nose under the tent flap, so more on that coming up. And I still haven't gotten into a lot of detail on Sandra Day O'Connor saying we're going into a dictatorship, former Supreme Court justice, more on Bush's number two at Homeland Security being arrested, allegedly putting in fake returns on equipment he didn't buy, $5,000 worth, just the tip of the iceberg, more criminality. Just a ton of news coming up today. We've still got about an hour and 51 minutes left. And I know we got a lot of callers. We're going to get to Mike in California and many others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us this hour, any issue, any topic, any news item, because it all feeds into the same issues of liberty and freedom, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking to David real quick. No, we are talking to David. We're talking to Mike in California, who was asking some questions and making some statements before the break. Restate that, Michael, and then we'll try to finish up your call.
Yeah, I was just saying that they're using the media to send a clear message to the American people. Ruby Ridge, Waco, this is what we'll do to you if you rise up. I believe they're also using the media to tell us what they're going to do before they do it. Next week's episode of 24, the citizens of Los Angeles will be put under curfew. You got enemy of the state. The date 9/11 is mentioned towards the end of the movie, especially the movie The Siege with Bruce Willis. The CIA lady approaches the hijacking scene of the bus and says, what are they waiting for? Oh, my gosh, she looks up in the air and she says, oh, my God, they're waiting for the cameras to come. I mean, millions of Americans observe the second plane hitting the building. I mean, it's all part of the big plan to...
Well, sir, if you're going to bring up those examples, how about we've had the star, one of the major stars of X-Files and Lone Gunman on, Dean Haglund, in studio... And we videotaped it and put it on the website for PrisonPlanet.tv members. As you know, you said you're a member earlier.
Yeah.
The CIA approached them and planted stories on them, planted themes of shows, and clearly they were approached by the government, and as was Tom Clancy, to have it where hijackers fly planes into the World Trade Center. But on their show, the government's really running the attack to blame it on terrorists and uses real-time drills so the rest of NORAD stands down. Now, that exact same thing happened on 9/11. The exact same targets hit by the exact same planes at the exact same time. Impossible. Then some have said, oh, Al-Qaeda saw the show. Oh, Al-Qaeda can run NORAD drills? Al-Qaeda can know. So, thank you for your call. You're absolutely right. This is what they do, okay? The psychological warfare experts know that number one of the thousands of flavors, you know, Baskin-Robbins has got 21 flavors or 30-something flavors. Well, the New World Order's got a million flavors. But number one, good propaganda speaks to your innate laziness, and it speaks to the subconscious. Oh, it's not that bad, or it puts a spin on something bad. You don't have to do anything about it. It's not your job, or it's an accident. Don't worry about it. Innate propaganda speaks to your laziness, speaks to you sabotaging yourself, speaks to you subconsciously being afraid, and so whitewashing it, making excuses to yourself. There's a lot of different psychological terms for that. And Edward Bernays wrote about it. Joseph Goebbels wrote about it. Many others have written about it. And they have whole university departments with very intelligent professors and think tanks working on it, admittedly. You'll learn this in higher-level marketing classes. This is not even hidden. And so what they do is they will, with these TV shows, let you know the government's the terrorist, the government's going to kill you, you're a slave at a certain level. Okay? But they'll put that out in an entertainment fashion, so then your subconscious picks up on it and is afraid, and is afraid of who you should be afraid of, the government. Then at the conscious level, they openly state that they're terrorists that are bad, the government's good, we just want to save you. So consciously, you make the excuse, so on the surface, the government's nice, they're my friends, everything's fine, but there's this scary threat out there, and your subconscious is really afraid. Your subconscious... The sixth sense that, you know, kept our ancestors alive out in the hills picks up on it and goes, yeah, you know what? There is a danger. I'm in danger. See, your subconscious is smart, many times more powerful than the cerebral cortex, okay, that just focuses in on very small, minute areas. It's like your computer is running all these other functions in the background, but whatever function you're actively looking at right now, whatever web page you're reading right now, is all that the computer is projecting outwards. Well, it's the same thing with the brain. Your computer knows the truth. You all know the truth with the brain that God gave you. But see, you give yourselves over to a strong delusion. You convince yourselves. That's what doublethink is. You lie to yourselves. The propaganda just gets you to perform the trick. So they want you to be deep down afraid. They want you deep down to know it's them at the subconscious level. That's why there's a tangible feeling of fear. People are really afraid right now. People are really concerned. They go, I know Al-Qaeda doesn't seem to do these attacks, but I really am afraid. It's not just their propaganda. You know we got dangerous terrorists in control. And so then at a conscious level, they then put out, oh, no, we're your friends. The government's going to help you. But then they want you to know right behind that, hey, buddy, we did it, and we'll do it more. Yeah, we're spying on all of you. Yeah, we're above the law. Yeah, all misdemeanors are terrorism. Yeah, we're going to bring in foreign mercenaries and domestic mercenaries. Yeah, we're going to take your pension funds. But when it happens, you're going to blame it on whatever patsy we bring forward. You got it? And you're like, yes, sir. Because after they're done scaring you, they then tell you on these newscasts, just do what we say and everything will be all right. It's like a bank robber or a kidnapper. Now listen, just don't scream out. All the time these women, you know, the guy walks up with a knife in a parking lot, puts it up to him. All right, lady, everything will be all right. All right, lady, don't scream. I'm going to slit your throat if you say a word. You just be quiet and everything will be all right. You just do what I say, everything's going to be all right. Folks, everything isn't going to be all right. Doesn't matter if you get stabbed once, lady. It's really hard for somebody to stab you. Stabbing someone isn't easy. Jerk away. Hit them. Run screaming. Flop on the ground. Let them stab you right there. At least you're going to have ambulances come and 90% chance you're going to live. Okay? You usually live if you get medical care unless somebody really, really stabs you. Shanks you a whole bunch. And so do whatever you, you know. I mean, these kids all the time just go with people. Americans, humans, didn't act like that in the past predominantly. Only domesticated slave populations that live inside imperial systems. We have been trained. You look at Japan, how they bow to everybody. I'm not knocking. Great culture, really neat people. I'm just, we have a lot of Japanese listeners, but the Japanese bow. They're very quiet. They're very inward looking. They're afraid to speak up. They have the highest level of suicide because they've been imperially conditioned to be submissive. The British, very reserved, very quiet. When they were the most out-of-control Germanic tribes ever. I mean, it was the Germanic war zone where about 8 different Germanic tribes fought with each other for thousands of years, and they ended up being the most warlike out of that Germanic synthesis. But today, they're the most domesticated, you see, because they took a barbaric, out-of-control, alive people and enslaved them. And then some of those tribes escaped over here and went wild again. That's what people like me are. So you've got to understand that. You've been domesticated like a cow or like a dog or like a pig or like a chicken. I know Jim Babica, God bless him, has been holding for about 5 minutes. I really apologize. We'll keep him in the next hour if he can do it. It's been plenty of time with him. An amazing individual with his radio show on the weekends here at Genesis. 2 radio shows here on Genesis. Harry Brown, for several years, had his Harry Brown Report, which I always enjoy listening to and I've called into. A real gentleman who had Lou Gehrig's disease. He lived there in Tennessee with his wife and family and wrote Why I Learned to Be Free in an Unfree World, many other books that I read 10, 15 years ago within that time period. And he died March 1st, and we mentioned it, but haven't done a proper eulogy for him. So he's here to do that eulogy and talk about Harry Brown. And then we'll get into some of the things Downsize DC does and talk about the lobbyist and the Lobbying Reform Act and some things that are happening that affect free speech. Jim, sorry, I kind of went off the deep end with that caller's point, but I was trying to get into the levels of manipulation that we're under. Thank you for joining us, Jim.
I'm really glad to be here.
We're about to go to break, but tell us a little bit about Harry Brown. And, of course, you co-hosted programs with him and still have Downsize DC here on the network.
Yeah, I still have Downsize DC on the network, and I had the privilege of filling in for him during the last months of his life as his guest host when he was ill. And we kept hoping he would be able to come back, but about January we realized that wasn't going to happen. Harry was a remarkable person. He was what you see is what you get. He was a gentleman, an extraordinary gentleman, who really lived by the values mentioned in the book you mentioned, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. His message was to teach people about freedom. He wanted to spread freedom as wide as possible, and that's what he devoted himself to. And he did it in such a way. There was nobody who turned a soundbite or a phrase better than he did. But not only did he have such a good writing style that enabled him to make those phrases, but he spent time practicing them and rehearsing them, and he was ready to give those phrases when he was brought up to a microphone and interviewed like I am now.
We're going to come back and talk about Harry Brown And then we'll get into his organization that you and he set up together, Downsize DC. And I'm just honored that Harry Brown was part of this network, the GCN Radio Network, and I'm honored that you're part of it too, Jim. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls and a lot more coming up. Hey, just become aware of the propaganda. That's half the battle.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
James, Bernie, Paul, Jim, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Jim Babka is our guest, and he hosts Downsize DC. You know, before we get back into Harry Brown, tell us a little bit about Downsize DC.
Well, Downsize DC Foundation and DownsizeDC.org were organizations that were co-founded by Harry Brown, and they are after exactly what their name would suggest. We want to reduce the size, the scope, the power of the federal government in Washington, D.C. And at DownsizeDC.org, we've given people a mechanism that's very easy to use. They simply input their contact information. The system tells them who their representative and two senators are and allows them to send a personalized message on issues that we're informing them about. We give it to them in bite sizes. We make it easy for them to participate because people are busy and have busy lives.
Yeah, that's a good start, to go to the site and learn who your House and Senate members are. Most people don't know. And then to go read some of the issues and pending legislation. Pick a couple. Start becoming an activist, and that's how you open up a much larger world. Now, Harry had the Lou Gehrig's disease for quite a while, and I remember he wouldn't talk about his illness on the air, so I was driving along one Saturday night, or was it Sunday night, I forget, and I called into the network, called into the toll-free line as a caller, as I routinely do, and found out he was hosting it from his hospital bed, and I guess that was one of the last shows, that was late last year, that he did. Tell us about some of his final weeks, if you can, because people are interested in that.
Well, he found out that he was sick back in June, and he was hospitalized the entire month of July and unable to do a show. And there were other times that he was hospitalized as well, but he considered the show his baby. And up until December, every time that he was healthy enough to be able to sit up in his bed and talk, he wanted to be able to do the show. And so there were a couple times I co-hosted with him to help him through the hour in case he got too tired, but he really wanted to be here. He was passionate about what he had to say.
What was the last show he did?
It was in early December. And in fact, the topic that he did, the last full show that he was on, because he attempted to be on a show with me that he couldn't finish. I had a difficult start. But the week before, he talked about how the war on terror was a war on straw men, that a lot of this was a fiction that had been created right in front of us. And
you know what? We ought to get that out of the network archives, and I ought to play. Can we play parts of that last show sometime in the next few weeks?
Oh, sure. In fact, I can get John the date if you want.
Yeah, do that. Maybe right now he can go find the date. We can play a few minutes before you leave us.
Okay.
Now, not so much focusing on his death, but the papers really didn't have the details. I guess he was at his home there in Tennessee and just succumbed. Was it painful, or did he die in his sleep?
He was suffering towards the end, and there was a sense of relief with the family. He also had dementia going on as well, and that actually had progressed even faster than the ALS had. So it came, I mean, obviously you don't want to say goodbye to anybody, but it also came as a relief.
Wow. Well, he really was a gentleman, and he was so well-spoken and always so friendly to me, and I'd interviewed him many times.
He even guest-hosted your show once.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, he's a real gentleman. It's just, I was surprised by how much international attention his death got.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't remember this. I'm too young to remember it, but he was a best-selling author in the 1970s and appeared on television and so forth. And so he was a columnist in Los Angeles in the 1960s. I mean, he was not he was something of a celebrity.
Well, he certainly still is, and before his death was. And I tell you, that sounds like an interesting last program that he did on the War on Terror, and it's straw men. Some of the things you guys helped introduce were laws that you tried to get passed where, wow, Congress would have to actually read the bills they pass.
Yeah, that's our signature piece of legislation, Alex, the Read the Bills Act. And not only would they have to read it, but they would have to actually sit through a literal reading by the clerk, meaning that they would have to start picking and choosing what they were doing. Congress passed last year 13,998 individual pieces of pork. They call them earmarks. If every one of those conservatively took a minute to read under our legislation, they would have to, during the time that they're in session right now, be meeting between an hour and a half a day just listening to the reading of those earmarks. We want to force them to begin making choices and not to do as many things as they do.
And by the way, earmarks is scratching the surface. They pass bills every year that are thousands of pages long, openly written by the lobbyist, and then they just sign off on it. And what, half the lobbyists or more in D.C. are foreign registered lobbyists?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the exact number is.
It's over half.
But you're right about this thousands of pages. You know, one of the things that inspired us was intelligence reorganization. This was a bill that was over 3,500 pages long, and one copy was made available to the Republican leadership, one to the Democratic leadership, 2 hours before the vote.
It was the same thing with Patriot Act 1 back on October 27th, 2001. Ron Paul was given about 45 minutes. And the leadership was given about an hour. Just, here's a 400-and-something-page bill. We're voting on it in 45 minutes. We'll be right back. Of course, they had a chance to read it this time and expanded it, so.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
For you, New Hampshire, Friday passed a law, we mentioned it but didn't play this clip, stating that the state will not go under federal national ID card controls, which that law was passed last year. And the state is in revolt against the unconstitutional, abominable Real ID Act, which federalizes all of our IDs and puts RFID in them to track them. And next hour, we do have Derry Brownfield coming on with us, expert on this subject, host of the Derry Brownfield Show, to talk about animal ID and premises ID. And I have the official Department of Agriculture documents where they say the RFID is satellite tracked via the cell towers. They triangulate it. They read the chips. You have to put a $10 tag on a $5 chicken, a $10 tag on an $800 cow. It's worth it. And then it's going to track everything you do. Well, guess what? It's going to happen to you, too, as a citizen. So that's all coming up. But I wanted to play just a minute or two. This is them reading in the act that they did pass. I believe this is what the leader of their Senate. I salute New Hampshire. Here it is.
On page 1031, my intention that this will be the last bill of the day. The Committee on Transportation, to which was referred, House Bill 1582, an act prohibiting New Hampshire from participating in a national identification card system. Having considered the same, report the same with the following resolution. Resolved that it is inexpedient to legislate. Representative Sherman Packett for the committee. Question before the House is the adoption of the committee report. Are you ready for the question? Chair, recognize member from Ware, Representative Kirk, to speak against the committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I commend the honorable member from Londonderry for his exceptionally well-written blurb. He's described accurately and in great detail the consequences for our state if this bill is adopted and the reason why the Transportation Committee, by an 18-to-1 vote, determined that the bill be inexpedient to legislate. I rise to ask you to overturn that report. There are times, Mr. Speaker, when we must look beyond the mundane and the pragmatic and take a stand based on our values and our vision for the state we are and the kind of state we wish to become. And I believe this is one of those times. This bill is very straightforward. It says that the state of New Hampshire will not participate in the Real ID driver's license program established by the federal government. The reason is simple. The Real ID program creates a de facto national identification card. It does so by making the 50 states' driver's licenses meet uniform federal standards. Among other things, they must be machine readable, and all of the data, not just name, photograph, address, but driver's records, violations, suspension, and points, must be entered into an interstate database and shared with all other states and the federal government. Of course, being machine-readable, merchants and others will be in possession of this information when they require your driver's license for identification and scan your card into their readers. But that's a story for another day. I don't believe that the people of New Hampshire elected us to help the federal government create a national identification card. We care more for our liberties than to meekly hand over to the federal government the potential to enumerate, track, identify, and eventually control. But there's a price to be paid for such independence. If we don't participate in the Real ID system, we will have to use passports or other similar documentation to gain access to federal properties and to use air transportation.
Stop right there. There's about three more minutes of it. We'll air it at the end of the show today. Remind me to do that. I've got several other clips, but Barry Brownfield's coming up. He can comment on that, too. But, Jim, I wanted to play that because I still get emails from people when I say they passed the national ID card law last year. When we had three congressmen on talking about it, we read the bill on air, saying it isn't true. You see, they're in such denial about the police state that they just say it doesn't exist. Jim Babka of DownsizedDC.org, your comments.
Well, you know, part of the reason that they are able to say that is that the Fabian tactics of the politicians gradually, implements these things. They didn't set up an ID card. This isn't a federal ID card. They told the states that all their systems were going to be standardized and follow a federal format. So you're still going to get your driver's license from Illinois, and that is enough for that. It's a fig leaf, but it's enough for them to hide behind.
But the database system, this, quote, standardizing is a federal ID number with biometrics and a chip all run by the same system, so it really is federal.
It will be. It will be. They're going to, you know, you give politicians an inch, they take 5,000 miles. I mean, they didn't specify, from what I understand, they didn't specify the biometrics in the bill itself, but they didn't say they couldn't do it either, and we can all expect that it will happen.
Well, actually, it says through the standardization that it has to follow certain standards, and there are biometrics involved. When you read, it says standards, and when you go to the subsection of what those Transportation Department standards are, it is. We had Ron Paul on for about 30 minutes on the subject last year when he valiantly tried to defeat it. He also talked about how it sets up federal checkpoints on the roads, similar to what the TSA does there. In the airports on our highways, and I'm sure you've now heard of the federal Viper teams, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
the TSA teams that are now out on the streets of America?
Yes, and you know, the Real ID Act, though, there are a lot, you're touching a nerve with this one. Of all the campaigns that we've done, this one seemed to engender the most hatred and anger and from our people. And so we have continued. Every month we come back on the 10th of the month and we do a Real ID Grudge Day. We picked the 10th of the month as our Real ID Grudge Day because that was the day the Senate passed the bill. And what was significant about that was the Senate had repeatedly said no to the Real ID Act. Three times they said no and we defeated it. But then the Republicans figured out a way in conference how to roll it into the Iraq supplemental spending bill.
Yeah, the $84 billion.
And nobody wanted to vote against that. They saw what happened to John Kerry in his campaign when he first was for it and then he was against it. They said, we're not going to touch that. So 10 of them stood up and protested that this was happening, but 99 to nothing, it passed.
Jim, I want to shift gears. Downsize D.C. is got an article up March 12th called Good Bill, Bad Bill, Raw Deal, and they're not going to stop the lobbyists. It's like the Campaign Finance Reform Act that George Bush signed, the Democrats wrote. It stops individuals from giving money, but then allows corporations to double the amount of money that they're giving. It actually restricts free speech under the supposed bill and law. I can't say interview someone who's 501c3, like Gun Owners of America, 60 days before an election. Of course, we've just ignored that, but it was a major free speech attacking piece of legislation, but then it doubled the amount of money that lobbyists could give, but because it has the name reform in it, people go for it. Now we're hearing there's this reform, the lobbyist law, but in reality, what does that really do?
Well, what it really does is it restricts the American people. Section 105 of John McCain's version of this proposal actually would affect organizations like Gun Owners of America that you just mentioned, or DownsizeDC.org or others, that are organizing the grassroots. We would have to begin calling and treating the people who support us as quote-unquote clients. And we would have to file complicated reports four times a year that we don't have to file at all right now. We would have to notify in advance the Congress what we're planning to do, so our opposition and the folks on Capitol Hill would be aware of what we were planning and what we were doing.
Yeah, the big billion dollar lobbying firms headed up by people like Abramoff, they're going to have no problem having a couple secretaries on that and a law clerk. But you talk about little grassroots organizations. I mean, we advocate and tell people to call. I guess that could be called lobbying D.C. Will we have to file reports?
I think there's a very real risk that you will have to. When the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act was passed, it did not mention the Internet, but it did say the words electronic communications. We took our case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we said they're going to end up, one of the arguments we made was they're going to end up interpreting this to mean the Internet as well, and anything else that they can quote-unquote put under the phrase electronic. Well, it happened. A judge ruled that last year, and this week the FEC is going to come out with their Internet regs.
You know, they've got a new bill that they're very close to passing where if you report on any even unclassified intelligence activities, they can retroactively classify it and that they can then arrest you. $1 million fines, 5 years in prison. I have the bill right here in front of me in the stack. I can dig it out. We posted it yesterday. It was an article that Kurt Nemo put out on it analyzing it. And they said, oh, don't worry, the bill says we'll arrest citizens, but we're not really planning to. It's the same thing with Patriot Act. They said, don't worry, we're only going to use it on terrorists and foreigners, but then now federal judges are ruling, no, all crimes, all misdemeanors, no more Bill of Rights, we can use the Patriot Act. Well, it's the same thing with this other bill. You know, they say, well, just because the bill says that, don't worry, we're not going to really do that.
You know, you're reminding me of something else. We, the Downsize DC Foundation, has signed on to an amicus brief to help the United Seniors Association get a case heard before the Supreme Court. And in this case, the Social Security Administration fined the United Seniors Association $500,000 because they sent out a mailing that said Social Security on the outside of it. They said you didn't have permission to use our words. Now, you know, they act like they have a trademark or a copyright. This is a government organization in a government that is supposedly owned by the people. And it was an information mailing, but they said it was an attempt to mislead and scare seniors, fine them $500,000, and this has been held up all the way to the Supreme Court, and now they're trying to get the Supreme Court to hear it. This is the United Seniors Association versus the Social Security Administration.
Was Harry Brown, who died March 1st, one of the icons in the Libertarian Party for the last 20, 30 years, I mean, was he shocked like he was in the Twilight Zone? Because I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone all the time, Jim, whenever I see the crazy things that are going on.
Yeah, but you know, he was, but at the same time, he was very almost Pollyanna. He was extremely upbeat and believed that all of this stuff was going to work out and that the solution was coming. And he part of what he was out there doing was speaking because he believed the next Thomas Jefferson and the next, you know, Edison and so forth, the people who have helped build this country were out there to be found. And he just wanted to keep preaching that message of freedom.
No, I agree with his view on that. Booking First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and Fifth Amendment. And it goes on. To state that they are now reclassifying First and Fourth Amendment activities as fifth columnists. It says, quote, in the near future, maybe next week, it will be a good idea to stay away from John Young's Cryptome website. Young's site often posts articles on surveillance, cryptography, and information on the military and intelligence community. It appears Senator Mike DeWine, Republican Ohio, and others, Senator Olympia Snow of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, who owns the voting machine company that people vote for him on, are pushing legislation to prosecute anyone who intentionally discloses information identifying or describing NSA Snoop program or any other Snoop program conducted under the 1978 surveillance law, according to the Associated Press. Under, quote, boosted penalties, those found guilty could face fines up to $1 million. And see, I was going from memory, so I dug this out. I knew I had... My memory's been kind of off a little lately, folks. I've been working too much, so I said, wait, I said 1 million in 5 years. I said, that's wrong. I better pull it. Let me read this. This is from the AP. Under boosted penalties, those found guilty could face up to $1 million and 15 years in jail or both. So I'm sorry, it's not 5 years. It's three times that. In fact, according to Kate Martin, director of the Center for National Security Studies, the language of the proposed legislation does not specify that the information has to be harmful to national security or classified. Lucy Daglish, executive director of Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, told the Associated Press that legislation would allow the government to prosecute even if you read a story in the paper and passed it along to your brother-in-law. See, it makes information gathering illegal. That was actually already illegal in the First Patriot Act, as I put in my analysis, and it goes on. And then it's got Lindsey Graham saying, don't worry, this isn't for citizens. But then we have his quote saying, quote, fifth columnists are people that protest the war and need to be arrested. Your comment, Jim.
This is the direction that we're definitely heading, and you know, we have to curtail the power in Washington, D.C. That's why I'm always encouraging people to come to downsizedc.org. We're taking on issues along these very same lines. We are dealing with the lobbying reform, trying to keep the system open. We're trying to keep the Internet free. We're trying to make Congress read the bills it passes.
Have you heard the latest? That they're going to use DynCorp and Blackwater mercs to take over entire sheriff departments and be the sheriff departments in America.
I had Larry Pratt come on my show and talk about what went on down in New Orleans. And that tape you played, I happen to hear to the first hour of the show today. I want that tape for my show from ABC. I mean, it's incredible what they're willing to do.
Well, I'm not trying to scare people. I mean, classical tyranny is taking over. Even Sandra Day O'Connor 2 days ago gave a speech saying that. Did you see that, where she said we are very close to a, quote, dictatorship?
No, I missed that, Alex. I'll be honest.
And then on top of it, a few weeks ago, Bob Woodward, it was in the San Antonio Express News, said the same thing. I mean, folks, Ron Paul said it. This isn't a joke. Do you understand?
All they need is the right crisis. And, you know, I'm curious, Alex, when the right crisis is going to come. I mean, the other thing that Harry Brown was extremely passionate about was the war. And right now there is a drive using very similar sets of excuses to go have another war with Iran. When is the terrorist incident going to happen that sets this whole thing off? Their excuse.
Well, you know my whole view on this and what I've proven. Almost all terrorism is state-sponsored. Either it's hired provocateurs or hired criminals that then hire somebody else to do it, or it's carried out by hand by our governments. And then, surprise, surprise, Jim, who has the motive? Who gets more power and control out of these terror attacks, Jim? I mean, does it really, quote, help Arab states?
I asked this question on my show several months ago, cui bono. It's the question of who benefits. And every time you see this, I mean, Tony Blair was in deep trouble politically, and they have the subway incident happen, and all of a sudden he's popular again.
No, we proved. I mean, that's in triplicate. Even former top anti-terrorism chief at the FBI and Justice Department expert, we had John Loftus on, and I said, the government's doing this. And he said, I can't disagree with you, Alex. He said, clearly MI6 is involved. How much is open to debate, but they clearly knew about it, and bare minimum let it happen. I mean, in every case, Madrid, London, in both those cases, the entire people engaging in the bombing are involved with or work for intelligence or are on the bomb squad.
And that's why we need to downsize D.C. It's my constant refrain at downsizedc.org. We believe that government hurts, but that the free market and private enterprise and neighbors working together does work. It's much preferable, and that's the direction.
Well, the problem is the government is a gang with a flag aiming a gun at us, telling us they're going to give us a service. But then when a woman calls 911 saying the man's busting in to kidnap me, help me, the police don't come. And then when they find the woman gutted and raped and murdered, they just say, oh, well, we don't have any liability to protect you, but we want your guns. We don't have to protect you, plus they can't protect us, but they want our guns, Jim.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. We have to reduce their power and begin to develop the private means that we need to do the things that we need to do for ourselves. The politicians haven't done this. They're using gunpoint, and they're now resorting to gunpoint, but they didn't start this way. It's almost always them offering to do us a favor.
Well, that's how the mafia does it. That's how the mafia does it. Hey, you need a loan? Let me get involved with you. Because mafias know that if they feel like they have a relationship, somehow you'll give in to them and serve them. They have to, well, the vampire has to ask permission to get into your house. You know that old legend? Jim, stay there. We'll tell folks about your radio show. We'll take a few calls when we get back. Chris, James, Bernie, Paul, Jim, others. And I'll keep our guest over with us for the next hour, Derry Brownfield, if he wants to ride a shotgun.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gary Brownfield joins us in the next hour. And Jim's going to ride shotgun for a while with us. Before we go back to Jim, and I'll go right to your calls. I haven't plugged it yet in the last hour and 51 minutes. I certainly hope that all of you that are listening out there will support us. Plus, when you support us, you get powerful videos, powerful books on tape, powerful T-shirts, bumper stickers. Everything we do is about getting the word out, fighting the New World Order, exposing the globalist. My new film, The Order of Death, is excellent. Gets into what the globalists do behind the scenes. And then on the same DVD for free, when you get The Order of Death, you get The Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove 2005 edition updated, my original film updated and brought up to date, all for $24.95. One DVD, two films on it. It's excellent. You need to have it. My film, Martial Law. 3 hours long, 3 hours, 45 seconds long, covers 9/11, who carried it out, why, what their master plan is, the police state, such an important film. I'm carrying a bunch of videos, a whole bunch of books, just great materials at Infowars.com at the video and bookstore. Or you can simply call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order over the phone, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or simply go to prisonplanet.tv. My weekly TV report, all my best audio interviews, all 14 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other documentaries, Loose Change 2, Why the Mideast Bleeds, Hate Laws. We just put up the Pan-American Union by 2006, the update by Robert Galen Ross. Prisonplanet.tv, you get 5 months plus free right now when you sign up for a yearly membership. Going into our second year now, almost half a year free when you sign up for yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Jim Babka of DownsizeDC.org and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm calling about Katrina and how to hold the government accountable with the executive branch, the police. I wanted to ask about Katrina just as a side. When it happened, or before it happened, I was expecting martial law sometime in 2005 to know if it would be localized or nationwide. And I had gotten that warning actually from, you could say, a verbal leak from someone high up. I won't explain, but the thing is that...
Well, there is martial law in Louisiana, I know.
Absolutely, and the thing is that that you can see that the weather manipulation is something I've been aware of for a while too. The UN treaties on controlling weather and that sort of thing.
I have an AP article today about weather control.
Huh? And I was just curious: did you get a warning about some kind of martial law in 2005 also from any of your connections?
No, I mean just that the globalists could pull at any time.
Okay.
And I'm talking about A-bombs going off. I'm talking about smallpox. That's the kind of stuff they're going to pull. Let me get a comment on what happened in Katrina from Jim. Jim?
Well, I think the most extraordinary thing was the fact that they came in and took over with guns. And one of the things that really bothered me was they kept labeling it as anarchy. And anarchy, look it up in the dictionary, is an absence of government. This was not anarchy. This was chaos. And chaos is imposed by government. That's what
government
does.
The government jammed police communications as the storm hit, cut police communications lines, and wouldn't let rescuers into the city. The head of emergency management in New Orleans, his own mother died because the feds wouldn't let him go in and get his own mother. I wouldn't have followed that order, Jim, would you?
No.
No,
absolutely not.
It didn't include the parishes and the outer coastal parishes in his executive orders. And so that was the reason Michael Brown explained that he didn't include them in his rescue and recovery action. And I had a question about getting the police accountable under Title 42. You mentioned color of law all the time. And I was curious if you could explain how to maybe find an attorney.
Okay, we're out of time for this hour. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.